when I come to the river at the handing of death, when the last wind of sorrows have blown, there'll be somebody waiting to show. I don't know about you. Oh, I would have to cross Jordan alone. The next stanza. Oh, oftentimes I am forsaken and I'm weary and sad. Oh, when it seems that my friends have all gone, there is one thought, there is one thought that cheers me and it makes my heart glad. Oh, that I went up to cross Jordan. Everybody now, let's sing it. I will have to cross Jordan alone. Oh, yes, I will have to cross Jordan alone. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus died all my sins to atone. Oh, and when the darkness I see, I know He'll be waiting for me. Yes, I would ask, oh Lord, to cross Jordan alone. Though the billows and though the billows of sorrow and trouble may swim, oh Christ has said, oh yes, we care for His own. Oh, till the head and till the end of the journey, my soul He will. Yes, Lord. Oh, I would have to cross Jordan. While we bow our head and we raise our hand up to God across Jordan. Oh, I would have Jordan alone. Help us, Lord. Oh, Jesus died of my sins to atone. Oh, when the darkness I see, I know He'll be waiting for to cross Jordan. Why the pianist alone gave us softly, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Young brother, young sister, fathers, mother, let us think on it. One day we will surely leave this earth. I tell you, you will die. Let me use human language. You must die. And when you die, what else will your life amount to? Your life will be just useless. You say, is it your life? Is it not my life? Leave me to enjoy my life. It's because we love you, that's why we are screaming like this. It is the mercy and love of God to you. And that's why we are begging you, we are admonishing you. Don't go to Satan's hell. But some people just want to go by force. It's your choice. But for as many as don't want to cross Jordan alone, there's an assurance that somebody will be there waiting. just as we have been hearing in the message that we have been taking leadership. Brother Bram said, your first step, somebody will lead you. And your last step, somebody will also lead you. You want Jesus to lead you at the end of that way? While all heads are bowed and all hearts are closed. Dear Almighty God, there is none of us that is worthy this afternoon, Lord. You are the only worthy one. There is none of us good. You are the only good one. No wonder that rich young ruler could say, good master. When they look at you in every way, they qualify you as a good master. The Almighty God, you are the greatest one in the east, and unto you we bow our head, Lord Jesus, that you be merciful to each and every one of us, Lord, from the pulpit to the pew, Lord. May your blood atone for each and every one for our shortcomings, Lord. Forgive our failure. We want to be better people. There is no good thing that religion will do to us. We don't want to be a religious Christian. We don't want to be anti-message by mouth. We want to be by experience. Help us, eternal Father, O God. This word that we hear on a daily basis, Lord, may it do our soul well, Lord. Be with our pastor, dear Lord. Be with all the ministers, Lord. Be with the officers at their post of duty. Every brother, every sister, that they are putting in their effort, Lord, for the furtherance of your kingdom. May your grace abide with them. Bless each and every one, O God. We commit your word, O God, and ourselves at this time to your hand. We are under expectation again for what you have in store for us. Lord, I pray that you just be gracious to each and every one, Lord. Close my mouth to whatever that will not be meaningful to your children, O God. Open my mouth to things that will be meaningful, Lord. At the end of this service, may we have cause to thank you. Blessed be name. Bless the desires in the heart of your children, O God. They don't want to cross Jordan and Father. They need you to be there to lead them, O God, to their destination, O God. And I pray, Father, that you will take their register, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. St. Luke chapter 18. Continue from where we stop in the morning, the Sunday school. St. Luke chapter 18. And verse 18, it said, a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. And when he had this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that had it said, who then can be saved? Thinking that it is money that buys salvation. And instead, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, or kingdom of God's sake, on the line, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time. Can we say amen? and in the world to come, life everlasting. May God bless His word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus Christ. You can please be seated. God bless you. And thank you for your patience and for staying behind for this second service. May God bless each and every one of us. May God reward us mightily for the effort that we are putting into the service of God. I tell you, no man will lose his reward. Amen. The man says, whatever you put in, that is what you get.
Amen.
Now, we are continuing with our message, leadership. The prophet said, if I give it a test, is come follow me. Or follow me. Amen. And as we put, God help me, I will try to read this evening so that people can see it themselves and it will stand as a judgment. Amen. Now we put in the morning that this category of people, the five that we have lined there, make up the development of a successful man. Amen. And we're trying to rush in the Sunday school. We're going to help us to take our time till we finish this thing. Now, Rabban said the mother, just as we're familiar as the prophet used to say, he said, sisters, you have your place. Amen. And he said, you are the fifth gospel. Rabban said, but it's a silent one. Amen. Rabban said, but you even came. That is mothers. He said mothers came before the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Amen. And just like we were saying on Wednesday, young children, it's not time to play. You're in church. This is not school. Just as we were saying, we said on Wednesday that the first step that Junior will take in life, as the prophet said, he said a mother led him. Amen. Everything, it started from the mother. The mother will hold Junior and say, okay, try to walk. In the process, he can fall. He can sleep. As the prophet said, and you know, parents here, they have the experience. They can remember when their children took the first step. I know of my own, my parents used to tell me that I never crawled in my life. I never crawled, yes. I used to use my bum to move. So, but one day, before 1 year, I just stood up. And you know, I think it meant a whole lot to them. So they used to keep it. They say, after I ate a very good amala, I picked. So I still remember that. So I remember that of my son too. Because it was very special and dear to parents. Amen. So every one of us would want to know, you know, that it's part of training. Amen. And the prophet said, you know, the mother has that part. I don't want to go so much because we are dwelling so much on mother about the nursing of the children and everything. Now, let's have the message running from a man running from the presence of God, 65:02-17, so everyone can see. Rabban said, just as we said in the morning, marriage is a responsibility. Amen. So that the upcoming ones, you know what you are going into. You want to be a mommy tomorrow, you want to be a daddy tomorrow, you better know what you are going into. It's not a joking matter, it's a responsibility. He said, paragraph 48, he said, and we got so many things that we have to do, so many responsibilities. So much responsibility that we have to face. God bless you. Everybody has got a certain responsibility. Now, 49. When you come to choose your wife to get married, you sisters, now this is to the mothers, or you husband, you've got to take a responsibility that what? You remember, maybe you have to build a home. Amen. If you never thought of it before, the house where you live now, I don't want to call some people's name to embarrass them. Just one day you will live that this house in Jesus' time. It will be your house. You say, amen. You'll be finer than daddy's own. Of course, that's the idea. Joshua says, sure. Yeah, provides it. That is the heart desire of every parent. I will read it to you in the code, so I'm not saying my own words. You know, sometimes when we say this thing, the prophet said it. And I want to believe a godly parent has their heart desire. A parent that will be of their child, evil spirit, no one bell. Yes. If you, God has blessed you, you build three bedroom flats, you should be praying for your child to build something more than that. He should even have estates in his name. There's nothing bad in it. Amen. It's a responsibility. Proverbs says, you begin to think when you are going to marriage. Now, it is not everybody that God might bless that way. Begin to think, as a brother, you will rent a house. Amen. I know we don't like it, but we say, you begin to think you must rent a house. So people want to come and they want to be friends. You can never be spiritual than the prophet. Even Brother Bram that you say is a poor man, he rented a house. Can we say amen? Amen. Brothers, we are coming to you, husband, because one bed, number two, fathers. Yeah, Brother Bram say, you maybe you build a house, and it is a nice house, or you rent one. Then you remember, as a married woman, you think of the responsibility of doing what? Raising children. Today, they say, if I get one, I close shop. If your husband wants David, please give him David. Amen. Sister, say amen. If I tell him, God, you are laughing. It's very funny, but this thing I'm saying, it will stand against your people on the day of judgment. As simple as it is, Brabham says, on the case of marriage and divorce, millions will go to hell. It's not a joking matter. We should take it very serious. That's why you open your eye. Proverbs says, open your eye. Know what you are doing when you are going into it. It's a responsibility. You've got the responsibility of raising children. When you are married, do you think you will not give birth? You were very sleep. You expect that you will become times three. You will get fat. You are breastfeeding child. Your shape can never remain the same. Yes. You don't know that. You should know now. All those young ones coming up. So mind the kind of food you are eating if you still want to keep shape. See, you've got the responsibility of raising children. And you got to think of your pretty walls in your house. Maybe if you are able to build a house before you marry or you rent your house, you do it very fine. White, POP. It's okay. Junior will be 3 months, 6 months old. Papa said, you will expect him to. What that small thing, to be randu. One day, as Pastor used to say, you will just see him crawling and following you. He will dip his hand inside food. If you are not careful, if you are the dirty sister, if you post in the parlor, if you are born Jesse, he will put the two hands there and get disease. You are laughing. But that's the truth. Because we find that thing in some homes. Rabbi says, no, your walls is going to have little dirty handprints. I painted my car a few days ago, last year. If you have someone that is very observant, go and look at the front of that car. You will see ABC. I want more Milo shape. Yeah, because they think it is blackboard. I know they might not feel happy that I say it. I just came one day, who bought this thing? It is when I was signing for Bethos, I don't know that one is there inside. They will just go to your tire one day and put nail. Who did this thing? I didn't know it would go down. That is, you don't know, you spoil everything. But I have to be sincere. Me, myself, when I was young, I did maybe worse. I remember my dad would tell me, you will drive car inside parlor. We will choose different kind of things. You must think of it, young brothers coming up. See that your fine house, it can never remain fine. Ask people that are in it. They've got children. You have the responsibility as a man to bath your child. Oh, I'm jumping too much. Sisters, we are still a sister. Yeah, then you got the responsibility of educating your children. Are you there? You got the responsibility of clothing and feeding them. Amen. You see, everything is a responsibility. I think we talk about blind Bartimaeus in the morning. Maybe let's have it again so that we... Bartimaeus 59:11-27. Abraham talk about mother's care to You know, the children. Paragraph 10. So that you see it this morning, everything that came rushingly in the morning. Rabban said, but alas, that was long ago. How? You've not gotten it, my brother. 59, 11, 27, blind back to minds. Paragraph 10. I want them to get it so that we can move softly. Yeah. No, 50. No, blind Bartimaeus. Well, let me read, they will catch up. He said, but alas, that was long ago, how he used to go and run. And he had his mother set out on porch and would call his name, just as we said in the morning, sweetly and softly, Joseph, darling. There's a way I call my daughter, nobody can call her that way. Amen. Even the mother cannot call her that way. There's a way I call her. And I don't want to call it here. It's a special way. And there's a way I call my son. It's special. They like it. Give them that ambience. It makes them, you make the house very comfortable for them. If they're anywhere, they'll be thinking, once it's 2 o'clock, we come back, there is something Cocoa Pops waiting, or they will eat some food. Something is there. Make the house come. It might not be a mansion. But if it's Gary, you drink your Gary, thanking God. Amen. Now, Baba said, you see, she sat in the front porch, and what? He called his name sweetly and what? Softly. He said, Patty Miles. It's now time for my little boy. Oh, Timothy boy, it's time to read your book. He said, but you're adopting, bro. Joseph, you're adopting US standard. Well, if that's what you call it, if he helps the chat, you better use it. Amen. It's not the one you say, hello people, come here. Yeah, I've had parents call their address their children like that. You know these children, we will get to the next sermon. Rabban said they are watching. So they will tell you the way they are behaving in this house is not the way they behave in this other person's house. When you begin to hear your children giving you that expression, go and be praying. Amen. You see, and he will rush up to his mother, and she sat on the front porch and sang what? Hymns of what? Psalms to him. And would tell him what? Bible stories. Until he did what? He fell asleep in her arms. That is the responsibility of a mother. Amen. Now give us influence, my brother. Preach 1963, November 14. Still on mothers. Paragraph 27. Rabban said, well, I think today that we have such a juvenile crime wave across the nation. But really, I think it started in the home. And I think the parents began to let go. And if a child had been raised up in a good, old-fashioned, gully home, I don't say it will be all over. Not in every home. Certainly not. But if a child is raised up in a good old-fashioned home, it will certainly give that child the right kind of an influence. Can we say amen? Now, in one of the messages, the prophet told us about some four boys that were in a room that got a picture on their wall. Amen. And what was on that picture, it was a, you know, like a sea. And his boat was on the sea, maybe with pictures of sailor and things. And that picture so much influenced the life of those four boys. Until when they came up and grew up to be somebody in life, all their career, their profession was around the sea. Why? Because of the picture they were looking at. It formed an impression in their hearts. And that is the same way you as mother who help your child. Amen. Now, the parent began, if the child, okay. Okay, yeah. I think many times that homes that children has been brought up wrong, they turn loose on the street and just live for themselves while the mother stay in a bar room. Can you see? Like a sister was telling me that, but Joseph, that thing you said on Wednesday, I confirm you. That it happens. Pregnant women drink beer. Yes. Before I even marry my wife, I've been seeing girls smoke cigar. My wife, I was telling my wife of one old woman when I was still in the world. That woman can burn me. And he said they want to have an affair with my look. What? Me? That woman, in the evening when she went to the bar, she was smoking. When I, in my head, I said, even if I wanted to accept the proposal, is it with this brown smoky teeth? I can't imagine myself with this kind of something. I would rather choose a fresh something. I said, this one, no. May God have mercy. Yeah, so when a woman does not have God, it can do anything. They stay in the bar room and father, so forth, they don't care. And they don't take care of this child. Are you there? Another thing, they don't love it. Can you see that? They don't love it. They don't give it the affection to take it up. It's yours. And you've got to teach it to do what? To love. Can we say amen? This is both to fathers and mothers. You have got to teach the child to love and to do what? Respect. When you see an older person, you do like this. It is not God bless you. So I look at somebody like Papa. I used to tell myself, you look somebody like Papa. Perceive that can burn me. You do like this. I will smack you. You prostrate. Teach them. You prostrate. It is we Yoruba people that say, Muslim people, Imole, Abi, they start teaching their children how to read their Quran from small. So teach these children how to respect. Amen. We've got some modernistic trend. It doesn't mean that we should forget that part. No. A older person is a older person. Can you say amen? Teach them, even between themselves, brother and brother, sister to brother. John is your elder brother. Say, brother John. I chopped him because of that. Yeah. They say, call your Egon brother. Say, bro. I chop cave everywhere. I don't know why. It was just the devil. Innocent child. You should not magic come. They will beat you for no reason. Respect your elder. Can you say amen, children? Even if it's 1 year. 1 year is not small. Even if it's 1 day, your senior is your senior. Amen. Respect. If it comes time, mommy puts food. Allow the senior to carry first. Amen. Yes, there is dignity in honor. Amen. If your senior now says, okay, you carry first. May God help us. Teach them to respect. And do what? And to read the what? Bible. Amen. Mothers, can we say amen? Teach your children to do what? Read the what? Bible. It was an indictment of me. The Bible says I will not lie. I know my family might not like me to say it. When I sent my children to Kaduna, and they gave me a report, your boy cannot read Bible. Ah! I begin to pray, say, God, this, when they come back, project has started. Because in my house, the way that they go, everybody, they read Bible for family altar. That is the way. Whether you are 5 years, they start with you. Or you are 10 years, you must read. If you don't know how to read, allege one, you just disgrace yourself. So everybody will be able. I think Baba has been there. You know, everybody say, and if you cannot say, pronounce and, three-letter word, you disgrace yourself. So teach your children to read the Bible. Amen. I got a friend, my wife is there. Say, professor. I love the way he raises children. Two girls. If you see that girl, I think that girl should be maybe 7 years, if I'm correct, my wife. That girl plays, I'm talking of organ, plays very well. She's playing in, I can't remember the church now, but it's one of the maybe Methodist church. 7 years old girl. The way she don't want to take keyboard by, Esther is here, maybe Esther is not the person I'm talking about. She doesn't look at the key, he look at the notes. So people in music, they understand what I'm saying. It's a girl of 7 years. She don't look that. She just look at the note. When I it's training. But some of us, yeah, it's a lie. I cannot buy. You will just, no wonder our children are the way they are. Let me not say too much. May God help us. Now let us come to the fathers. Back to a man running from the presence of God. Amen. Mother God, the responsibility of feeding. Mother God, the responsibility of showing love to the child. And giving the child affection. Amen. Now paragraph 48. Rabban says the duty of the father to give the boy wisdom. Amen. Now let me get that. Just go to 52, my brother. Let's come to 53. But you see, to face up to responsibility, paragraph 53, because of the time. Sometimes it takes the very hand off of us to do that. As a father, to face up the responsibility, are you there, fathers? You have got the responsibility to give us physical. Amen. You spare the rod, you spoil the word, weeping. Amen. Them little fellows, you know, don't want to do that. Better or a mother, you have got to face the responsibility of raising that child, because the Bible said, you spare the rod, spoil your son. That stands good in the sight of every psychologist in the world. That still remains God's truth. That there had been more of that practice, we wouldn't have had so much juvenile delinquency and stuff, and the rot that we got in the world today. But you see, the old golden rule of the home has been broken long time ago, and they let the kids do whatever they want to do. They say, Daddy, I want to watch Papa Joe today. Control it. It's not every time. I want to go to cinema. It's not. Control it. Because we are living in a different economy. Amen. Teach them right. It's your responsibility as the father. Rabban said you are the spiritual guide of your home. Amen. In the message leadership, preach 65:10-31. And paragraph 27. See what the prophet said there about fathers. Abraham said, you see, are you able to get it? 65:10-31, leadership. The first one, press God. Paragraph 27. But Abraham said, the first is the mother's kindness, which we have put there. Then the father's word. Amen. Yeah, God bless you. But Abraham said, after the mother gives you your first step, then you look to your daddy. All of us will look to our daddy. For what? Wisdom. Because why? Daddy is the head of the house. Can we say amen? What a man can do, a woman can never do better. That is a foolish lie of the devil. Can a woman start generator? She won't live. He says yes. Not every woman. Okay. Can a woman carry big Jerry can? Hold up on me. Amen. You can never take the place of your husband. Do you get that? You can never take the place of the husband. The husband is the ox of the family, is the burden bearer. Is the smarter one. Is smarter than you, sister. If you like, disagree and argue it anywhere you want to go. A man, when he sits down like this, like I used to tell my people, I say it in the house and in the office, anytime you see me do like this, you are in trouble. Yeah. When you see me do like this, I already know the end matter we are in. When you do like this, Moti already. A man, when a wife is being emotional and shouting up and down, a man know how to put them. He will just allow you. When you talk finish, you do your drama, you will still come back. He lay you like your one now. You will come back. When your body cool down, ahead will continue from where we stop. If you say you don't want to cook today, no problem. A Holy Ghost woman will not fight with his wife. Amen. If your wife refuses to give you food, brother, nobody is immune from it. Abraham, your father, he had a problem with his wife, Mama Sarah. Is that correct? Am I quoting Bible? He would have missed his blessing. The Bible says Abraham carried his chair. When Mama Sarah was murmuring, complaining, he could carry the chair. Leave unbelief. Stay. He carried the chair. Go outside. Sit down. I begin to think, oh God. Bible says it is better to stay on the house roof than to live with a boiling woman. Is that Bible? So I've given father's formula. If your wife is hot, find somewhere and cool off. Do you understand? Yeah, that is the way, especially for our young ones coming. Because you are the smarter one. Amen. He just made a leader of his family. Can you see that? So we follow what our daddy say. Amen. My daddy warned me, Joseph, don't do 3-4-1-9. He said, you do it like this, your money will go. And truly, I did try him. He go. It's better to listen to your father. Yeah. If your father said, children of the Rechabites, their father told them, don't you never what? Touch wine. I love those people. Even after their father passed, they still kept the saying of their father. How many of you children say, the man don't go with the old man, but the man gave certain instructions before he passed. Some of us don't even respect parents. You say, bro, Joseph, forget that. He's an old man. He didn't know what he was saying. But you see, we all listen to daddy. Amen. Because he's the leader of the family. We listen to what he said. When he says, now, son, I would like for you to do certain thing. Then we listen to him because why? It is wisdom. But listen, see, he has learned a whole lot. Who has learned a whole lot? Daddy. Your father is 45 years. You are just 15 years. You want to teach your father. Can't you see you are foolish? Like I was saying at the baptism room, I said, if that mama was a pastor, I would go and surrender myself. I said, no, mama, now you supposed to baptize me. Just like what John was telling Christ. But you see some people, they feel that we know it all. To your father? Your father know more than you. Far, 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 far. We listen. See, he has learned a whole lot and we have got to ask him and see what he learned. And then we can do what? We can profit by ease. What he has learned. He tells us now, John or Peter or Joseph, Daniel, any one of us, yeah, don't go this way because I did that. And when I go that way, my father told me not to do it, but I didn't. And it caused this to happen to me. Amen. When I do it, Masheta, what did they call that in Ludo? Papa Jebu. Don't do it. They have mechanized and modernized it. Amen. You can think whatever you want to think. I don't care what your thought is. Perhaps but the father has got the responsibility to train you. Train these children, fathers, is your responsibility. How to save money. Amen. It's not every money that they give you, Joseph, you are laughing. It's not every money that they give you, you spend. Have a kolo. When I was a child, they teach all of us. All of us have our kolo, and we have when we used to break it. Teach how many children have kolo? If I give shoulder now, how many children have kolo? Teach them, they must save. Kolo boss. If it's like 20 years, let them not break it until when they are 20 years. Or if possible, the world is advanced now. Parents, open an account for your children. Is it too bad? But if we are saying something, sometimes they say it's not messagical. Something that will better your life, it's not messagical. This is what the prophet said. Father, somebody train him and is also ordering the step of his child. Teach him how to save. Teach him how to invest. Teach him consequences of certain actions and decisions he takes. It might backfire. Tell him, beware of 419. If you are buying your motor, if you are buying your house, beware of certain things. Teach him, because your child will never know everything. Amen. May God help us. Now, from the message, the Easter seed. I'll read that one last on Father's, and we'll go to the next one because of this time. Preach 1961, April 2. The true Easter seed. Paragraph 11. Just one paragraph there. Rabban said, and there are little treasures that God, yeah, God bless you, that God has given you the responsibility of raising you fathers. And I have always said, I made this kind of a saying of to mothers, we know, okay, reading of the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but there is a fifth gospel unwritten, and that is the mother. And she is God there before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's teaching get them. So you see, the responsibility is placed upon you, mothers and fathers, to raise these children for what? The kingdom of God. Amen. And I am sure that is your heart desire. Is that sure? That is the desire of every parent. Amen. Now let's come back to our message before we close. Rabban said the next one is that tutor. When your mother has taken you in the training, your father has taken you all through the training of life. Maybe the mother takes the child from 0 day to age 5 or to age 9, 10, thereabouts, and hands over the child to the father. The father starts teaching the child wisdom until he gets out of college. He hands him to an advanced teacher that teaches the child how to read and write well. Or if it is business, if it's trade, your child wants to go, you hand him over to a leader in that trade. He begins to teach. Tobashi mechanic, Lofeko, you give him to a mechanic. If it is business, that's why I like the Igbo people, like I used to say. I like the way they do their thing. They put the child under training of 7 years, some 20s, you know, as the case may be. And the child will undergo the training until when he graduates, he becomes a boss himself. He knows where or God they buy material from. He knows how to talk to customer until customer will know when they drop money. If his organ not careful, he collects his organ customer. Is that correct? Yeah. That is the same thing also with a child that you, the prophet said, maybe like this rich young ruler. God bless you, parent. Take your children to good school. It is messagical. Because you will reap it tomorrow. Can we say amen? Take them to good school. If you don't have the opportunity, do within your means. If it's trade, let your child learn something. Especially this day, you can just go to online. With 35,000, you have learned a skill. Amen. Teach them. Let them be handy. Let them be very productive. Let them don't live a useless life. Teach them before age 20. Start thinking smart. Amen. Hand them over to somebody. If you cannot do the job, employ somebody. Me, I'm not always at home. Sometimes my wife might not be always at home. We have to take the service of an extra teacher. Yes. Because there's something that you want from your child. I can't teach. I know some aspect of music, but I can't teach my boy music. And I love it. I have to take extra lesson if I need that. Is that correct? I want my child to learn trade. I have to pay somebody to be able to teach him in that way. That is the same thing to me and you also, adults. You want to learn something you don't know. Employ the service of somebody. Somebody must lead you. You can never be the boss of yourself. I know some people say, I can never work under somebody. You are not ready to learn. You start a business, you will fail. You must learn. Can we say amen? Even in preaching, you must learn. Mologa the preaching. Yes, I have bosses. Now then see that so. Yes, I must learn. If I do mistake now, they go tell me, say, you don't talk out well like this. I say, okay, next time we'll do it well. I must learn. If I not learn, I will just be a goat. They will leave me, I will lose. Yeah, that's the way. You must learn. As we sit down, so we watch there. Okay, he do like this. He do like that. Was the same way the disciples of Christ also learned. Peter and the rest of them, we saw you do like this, do like this. You must learn. You are following somebody. You don't understand something. Ask questions. May God help us. Baba said the next one, because of this time, your father hands you over to a religious teacher, which is like what every one of your children are having. You come to Sunday school, you come to church, and a pastor or a minister will counsel you, will preach the word of God to you. Amen. And teach you about God. Baba said, and the last one, that religious man or your father, he hands you over to God. Amen. God is your final boss, is your teacher. From when everybody sees, God take over. Amen. And that's why, like we read that quote to us in the morning, that it is better for us as young people, before we pass the age of 21, to surrender our life to Christ. Amen. Because you see, when you get to 21, Proverbs say, like this man that we read from the book of Mark, chapter 10 and Luke. Proverbs said the man was young, he was what? Rich. And he was what? A ruler. Now, as Baba was reminding us, and this subject is a very familiar one, the prophet took it in a graduation. Baba said, maybe like some of you children, and maybe our young people, you are leaving your secondary school going to university, or you are leaving university to go and serve. Or you have even served and you are trusting God for a good man or a good woman or whatever business. Baba said, maybe you are like this young man and your father hand over inheritance to you. You are young, you are very rich, and you are a ruler. Think of it. Just like the youngest king that we have in the Bible. At what age? Eight, right? The youngest. Now, if I ask 8-year-old boy, yeah, make him stand up. Which wisdom the 8-year-old wants to give us? He says our king. Will we listen to him? We must listen if they make him a king. Some people are laughing. But that was the youngest. Now, somebody trained that boy that way. He didn't just assume the office of a king like that. If he's not qualified, they won't put him there. Now, that is the same way. Papa said, this boy, which we did not even know his name. Amen. Or does anybody have the record of his name? No, we didn't know his name. The Bible only described him as a certain rich man. His name no one qualify enter Bible. It's too bad. I don't know how many millions he had. His million no one buy him to register his name inside Bible. It's like even church book. Maybe they should have seen it somewhere. His name no one enter. But Lazarus, the poor beggar, his name enter. Can you see that? So your money will not get anywhere. Proverbs said, not that I have anything against money. He said, but follow God as you are, you know, whatever line that you are in. As you are making your money, follow God. That's what we are talking about. May God help us. Because someday, every one of us, we are going to face our final bus stop. Baba said, it came to a time, yeah, oh Lord, to read, but we'll close very soon. That this young man, he look, I'm young, I'm rich. I've kept the law. That was why when he thought of one thing, that, okay, what is it that I don't have? If he said, Baba said, their time, it might be us. He said he had a very nice horse. If it's in our day, maybe fine automobile. Your father might even buy for you because he gets plenty money. He said, so this boy, think of it. Is it Jewish? He has nice, fine girls at his disposal. So Jesus, when he began to think that I need eternal life, he knows who to go and meet. He met Jesus. And Jesus said, you see, young man, I love you. He said, sell all that you have. And do what? Distribute it to the poor people. Look, he said, what? Do you know how many years my father lived to make this money? And they pass it. I inherited this wealth. You say I should not carry everything. Go and distribute to the poor. Look, say, we can't save this. As Usama will say, nothing can work. He said, what? Sir? But because he was looking at his money, the Bible said it was what? Very sorrowful. It was very sorrowful at that saying of Jesus. Jesus did not say, I will make you poor. He just said, carry what you have, distribute it to the poor. But he misinterpreted it. That is just, for example, that is the same thing many of us are doing now. Jesus is giving you an offer. That is why the disciples asked him, he said, when we forsake everything in this world as you are telling us now, and we are following you, what do we gain? He said, in this world you will gain fathers. Can we say amen? Yeah. There is no man that has left house or brethren, wife, children, whatever, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time. Can we say amen? Me, I cannot count the number of fathers I have. I tell you, sometimes if we are traveling and I'm traveling with my colleague, I tell them that in every 36 state of Nigeria, I get house. They look at me and say, that's how you reach. Everywhere, you get somewhere where you feel go sleep. Yes, because I got fathers. I got mothers. I'm not thinking of food where I go buy. I'm not thinking of, why do I want to go to an hotel when I have fathers and mothers? That is wisdom. You got fathers, you got mother, you got what? You got brothers, sisters. In this present time. And in the world to come, what? Life everlasting. But this guy misinterpreted it. He went away sorrowful from Jesus. And as we are familiar, Papa said he got more richer. Maybe even built a very fine duplex like they are building now. 500 billion mansion. In their rooftop, they know they put this kind of roof now. Gerard is nothing. The roof that they build now, if you are correct, it is decking roof. They can park car on top of that roof. What they say, party lorry roof there. That's the kind of problem. Say maybe something like that. Then it came out of one evening. I just sat there in his jacuzzi chair, and the thing will just be rolling like this. You know that type that they put, he will just, his leg will be dangling. Then they carry a bottle of wine. He drink. He do chairs. If I look at Zedebar, I look at, I have investment everywhere. Fine. Oh, my soul, you can rest now. If I ever want to think of marriage or have children, there's enough to take care of them. And Jesus just look at him. You're a foolish man. All your labor is just for material things. One thing you lack, you miss it. He said, tonight, your soul is required. Before we close, Proverbs said, that same call God gives to each and every one of us. Sell all you have, take your cross, follow me. Proverbs said, but when this man, his eyes closed here on earth, he appears somewhere. We remember the message of the visiting minister from South Africa that the soul does not die. Amen. The soul, when they close eyes here, he wake up for another place. He's speaking. When he got there, he said, Father Abraham. He recognized that Abraham my father. He said, see Lazarus here. Please tell Lazarus to put his hand inside water and dip in my tongue. Abraham look at it. He said, you are son. He also recognizes you are son, but you are not a true son. God helping us. That's the next message we'll go to. You are not a true son. You have your time while you are in the world. Then he remembered the calling. He said, Father Abraham, okay, me, I'm tormented. Tell Lazarus, let him leave this side where we did. Let him go to my brethren that are on earth and preach the gospel to them. In the end, he remember. Papa said, you will remember everything. You see this sermon where they preach now? You will remember. The previous sermon you have had, you will remember. Every word that is spoken, you will remember. Papa said, when you are inside the car, kissing that board, pastor is not there, no minister is there, your father is not there, your mother is not there, you will remember in there. But I pray you will not remember. This is an opportunity for you to clean the slate. Papa said, every idle word, we will remember it. That is why, while we have the opportunity, let us clean everything. May God help us. He remember everything that, what a kind of miserable life I have lived. So all of this, my achievement, God, eternal life, I know who get. Oh yeah, if Lazarus can leave this dead, I tell you, Father Abraham, my people will listen to him. What did Abraham say? They have Moses and the prophets. If they do not listen to them, even if somebody live here, go there, they will not listen. And that is the same way with many people. Even if Jesus fall, the same way your heart is adding now. That is the way some people's heart. It can never change. I tell you. Is it that we have not preached the sermon? Is it that we have not begged? Is it that we have not cried? You want to kill your parents. You want to kill your spiritual parents. May God have mercy upon us. In closing, Bible say, honor your father and mother. For this is what? The first commandment with what? There's a promise attached to it. That what will happen? It will be well with what? You. But many of us, we just... There is blessing in your father's prayer. There is blessing in your mother praying for you. There is blessing here, Agba. Pray for you. I don't mean any kind of agba. The one that is serving God already. When you see them, respect them. Tell them, pray for me, sir. There is blessing in it. But as we read this morning in our family altar, Baba said many times we commonize them. That's why we are not getting the blessing. The pastor has become so common to us. Is that not so? It is Pastor Martins now. It is like I was telling my family in the morning. It is Apostle Sam. It is Baba Evangelist. We know how they used to preach it. It is Brother Ube. It is Brother Femi. It is Brother Joseph. May God help us. This is not a religious gathering, brother, sister. I would have read one more, but this time it's gone. Baba said, God, his whole motive, his whole objective is just like it was in the Garden of Eden. When the family was in perfect harmony. Yeah, I think it's that message I was trying to get in the Sunday school. I remember now. Oneness. Perfect harmony. Baba said, where the man and the woman were in agreement, in one, and they were united with God. Baba said, that's the same thing that God is trying to achieve today. The husband in agreement with the wife in agreement with the husband, the parents with the children, the children with parents, the family in agreement with God. Baba said, you see a lovely picture. But the reason why we don't have this, all these things is because Satan is the one fighting. And we don't even have time to pray. We don't have time to study the word. We don't have time to study the message. But one day, we will have time to die. People don't like to hear, but I will keep saying it. You will have time to die. And now we will bury you. Yes. We say that sometimes. Yes. Maybe if you die, you will go find pastor, we will bury you. Somebody must bury you now. Now we there here. Yeah. So why now that you still have the time? We are begging you. We are doing everything ever. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. One day you will find that time to die. All that money you make, all the clothes, all the shoes, somebody will take it. Then what good will it do? The main thing is this eternal life. Every preaching, everything that we are struggling every day, every effort that every servant of God is putting, is just to one goal. It is this Holy Ghost. That is the summary of this, our message. For you to have the life of Jesus in you, but we know it is for some predestinated ones. The question is, are you among those tonight? Why we bow our head? Our time is gone. Are you among those tonight? Or are you among those that the word of God is just like a reading to you? Say, we have had another good sermon. Of what good does a sermon do to you? We have had lashing again. Of what good does the lashing do to you? The Bible says it is as many as God loves. He rebukes, it just starts. So if you, the sermon is coming cutting to you, it shows that God loves you. If the sermon is coming in an admonition way to you, it is still showing that God loves you. Will you want to be like this rich young ruler? After hearing this sermon, you just reject it and say, it is not for me. Then who is it for? Remember, he didn't pay the rich young ruler. He rejected it. Don't reject it, brother, sister. Especially to you, young ones coming up. If there is any tomorrow, you are the future of tomorrow. If there is any tomorrow, who will be the next deacon? Who will be the next, as I used to cry, who will be the next pastor? Who will be the next organist? Who will be the next janitor? And the job is on every one of us. Parents, you have got a part to play. Ministers, we've got our part to play. And I believe they are doing their best. Deacons, trustees, you have got your part to play. Brother, sister, in every position where you are serving, you've got your part to play. You must have a successor. Why all is about? Let's think on those things. Come work with me. The way is straight and narrow. Come walk with me. I cannot walk alone. The road is rough, and there are many dangers. Come walk with me. Are there people that is their desire this afternoon stroke evening? Say, God, yes, I know I cannot lead myself. I cannot travel this life alone. I want you to walk with me. I want you to lead me. While we sing that chorus. And there are many dangers. Oh, come walk with me. And I will see you home. Come walk with me. Come walk with me. The way is straight and narrow. Come walk with me. Oh, you cannot walk alone. Oh, for the road is rough and there are many dangers. Oh, come walk with me, and I will see you home. That's our desire while we invite the servant of God to pray for us. Don't care what anybody is saying. You got your life personally to live, and you are accountable for yourself. You are not accountable for anybody. Make sure that the life that you are living is pleasing to God. God bless you. Until we meet again in Jesus' name, Wednesday.
As we bow our heads, after we have heard the things that we have heard, there is no man that can change himself. It's only God that can change us. A leopard that tries to lick his spots, making them brighter. All that we have need of is to yield ourselves to God and surrender and ask Him to lead us. One time the prophet told his son when he was too young in the night to go to the washroom by himself. He said he wanted to get a drink of water. And the prophet said he should go because he was tired. The boy refused that. The daddy should take him. Then finally the prophet said, that is right. Because himself needed somebody to hold his hand when it is dark. Because he doesn't want to stumble. And that is what we need in this spiritual journey. So many things are happening. Times are moving so fast. Events are transpiring rapidly. Scriptures are being fulfilled. that said that before the end come, two things will happen: falling away from the faith and revelation of the man of sin. The man of sin is revealed, but on a daily basis, people are leaving the faith. You can't stay in the faith by your power or by your strength or knowledge. Somebody has to hold you here. If not, you cannot walk this way all alone. Does anyone have need of God's help? I want to be remembered in prayer. We just show by your uplifted hands as we commit ourselves unto Him. Gracious eternal Father, you are the author of life, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Lord, we came here by your own dictate, and we grew up to discover that we are sinners, alienated from you and from the commonwealth of Israel. It's your grace that sought us and brought us to know you, for which we are very thankful. We are in a journey, and the journey is in progression, and it has not ended. And we have instructions from the scripture that he that standeth should take it, lest he fall. And the race is not for the swift, or the battle for the strong. It is only God that shed mercy. We come unto you this evening that we will obtain mercy from you. Lord, we are not wiser than those who could not keep pace in this spiritual race. It's your grace that is keeping us. I want to ask that you continue to keep us. And if there be anyone who is not stable in the way, who is in the atmosphere of this world, we pray that you stabilize such, O God. Help us as individuals not to take the matter of the Holy Ghost with hands of levity. Give everyone that is in need of it desperation and perseverance. Help us never to rest day or night, as the word has said, until we are sure of where we are standing. Before the worst days come, which is ahead of us, may you be gracious unto us. We have sat and had your word today in our respective callings in life, whether as a child, or as a mother, or as a father, husband or wife. Each one of us, in one way or the other, your word has spoken to us, from the Sunday school to the morning service, and this evening, afternoon, so evening. And Lord, when we hear your word, we cannot sit on the fence. We cannot say that we have not heard. We have heard. It is on our record that we have heard. The grace to be able to carry out the instructions of your word, which the power of it lays only in the Holy Spirit, may you give unto every one of us. That the things that we have heard will not condemn us on the day of judgment. Grant it, eternal Father. The blessings we have received today, may the enemy not succeed to take them out of our life. May your spirit water it, Lord. May you form our meditation. May you expatiate it in our hearts. Throughout this week, may we feel the impact of this sermon, Lord, until we hear the next one. May our heart be warm with what we are at today, O Father. Grant it, King of glory. Lord, your servant, you have made use of again this afternoon. Lord, after the Sunday school, no doubt virtue must have left him. We ask, O God, that you replenish him and lift up the horn of his ministry. Grant his desires, Heavenly Father. We commit all your servants unto you that have stood behind the sacred desk today to declare the counsel of God. Not their thoughts or their idea, but to preach under inspiration. We pray, dear Father, that you replenish them back, O God. Lord, whatever they desire, may you grant unto them. O Master, as they are ministers, they are also mortal like every one of us. If they lack anything, may you supply, O Father, both physically and spiritually. Thank you, dear Master. Once again, we remember our pastor, that you will strengthen him, O Father, and perfect his head, and very soon restore him back to his post of duty. Let him be there, Father. Your servant who has gone to Bakata to bring them back safely when they are coming. Lord, very soon we will dismiss back to go back to our homes, from where we left in the morning. And you brought us safely. Take us home safely, dear Father. May this week be a wonderful week unto us. May it be full of testimonies. May your divine protection be upon every one of us. Watch over the students. Grant them wisdom and understanding. Lord, we ask for your protection upon them in their going out and coming in. Be with workers and prosper the business people. The travelers, may you protect them, dear Father. Every one of us, the works of our hands, may you establish and prosper it, O God. Rebuild the brass for our sake and meet all of us at the point of our knees. Thank you, dear Father. And the services of the week again, may they be a blessing unto us. Thank you for granting our petition. Go home with us, dear Father. May we arrive our home safely. May we enjoy the night rest, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful unto the Lord for the privilege of being in church today. I believe that we cannot go back the same way we came in the morning. The prophet says it's not even possible. He says either we go worse or we go better. I want to believe that all of us are going better. And I want to thank the Lord for Mama that took that step of faith to do a rebaptism, because she felt the need for it. Not because she's been a sinner. She has been in this message before many people here are born. But she just saw a need that she wants to really stand very firm. If you come to this message and you happen to fall in the right atmosphere, it is the mercy of God. Or if you fall in the wrong atmosphere, you don't be rolling in unbelief and thinking that you are progressing spiritually. But we thank God for everything. May the Lord be our help. The Lord bless you. And may His coming gladden our heart. All right. This is a new week, and we trust the Lord that it will be a wonderful week for us. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? 166. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. The mansion bright and blessed, He prepared for us a place.